I've always made a point of trying to keep up, stay current, be in the know. Among other things, it's the baby boomers' classic way of trying to feel young, or at least feeling not as old as his or her parents seemed when they were his or her age. So I try to see the important new films, watch the excellent new TV programs, read the important new books, see the important new plays, visit the important new art exhibits. And even when I miss the important new films and TV and books and plays or art, and it happens continually, of course, I make a point of reading about the work and its creators. Except, I'm afraid, when it comes to pop music. When it comes to pop music, I'm not quite oblivious, but I am pretty deeply out of touch. Knowing in a general way that you're clueless about current music is like knowing in a general way that you've put on some weight over the last decade or so. Actually getting on this scale can be a shock. So I decided to do the equivalent, to measure myself against the Billboard magazine chart of the top 100 selling albums in America right now. To my surprise, I'd actually heard of two-thirds of the artists, if only in some stray magazine caption or newspaper paragraph, somehow, somewhere, without even really being aware of it. But knowing the names of the artists is nothing more than a measure of being conscious in a media-soaked age. More to the point, I'm afraid I could identify the music of maybe a quarter of the 100. And a plurality of those are the grizzled veterans of the chart, performers with current hits who are nonetheless old enough to be their fans' grandparents. Eric Clapton, U2, Elton John, Sting, B.B. King, Madonna, and, at number one, the almost elderly Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
My ignorance follows a predictable pattern as well. Of the 30 or 35 artists I've never heard of, a majority are hip-hop performers. Artists with fantastic names like Shaggy, Memphis Bleek, and Lil Bow Wow. I suppose if I were familiar with the music of Lil Bow Wow, it would mean that something was pretty deeply awry. If hip-hop had a mission statement, staying off the radar of 46-year-old white guys, unless they happen to work for record labels, would probably be part of that mission. Like it or hate it, hip-hop is the truly new musical form of the last quarter century. Hip-hop is a huge, complicated, and enduring cultural force that I want to be able to understand. Whether or not I ever actually become a regular listener of tunes like Party Up by DMX or Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z, which, candidly, I doubt. But like every baby boomer, I don't ever want to feel clueless. I want to feel, in some general cultural sense, forever young.
Forever young.
I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.